Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
State education officials today reveal which schools will try out the new standardized tests, which could replace the current MCAS student achievement exams. The new tests in math and English will be used in at least one classroom in more than 1,200 schools statewide. The new exams will be taken online and will ask students to explain the reasoning behind their answers. For more, we're joined now by State Education Commissioner Mitchell Chester. Good morning, Commissioner, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Bob, glad to be with you.
Start by telling us why the state needs a new standardized test to possibly replace the MCAS.
First of all, the MCAS is a very strong test, but it is in its 15th year. It's about time to upgrade our assessment program for a couple of reasons. One is that we have new technologies in assessment. A lot of our work is going online. A lot of what's happening in schools is online, so we're able to deliver more innovative kinds of formats. The second reason, and probably the most important reason, is that the MCAS is not at this point doing a very good job of letting students, their parents, and their teachers know whether or not they're ready for success at the next level. And this is most acute at the high school level on our 10th grade test, where we've had tremendous success. But despite student success on our 10th grade test, a lot of our students are leaving high school not ready for what employers or colleges expect of them. And a key statistic there is the fact that 40% of our high school graduates who end up in our public campuses, our universities, our 4 and 2 year colleges, end up being placed in at least one remedial class.
So these new tests taken online will give state officials and will give schools better data on who's prepared to move on and who's not?
That's correct. And equally important, it will give to students and their parents better data and a clearer signal.
So the benchmarks for this new test then will be higher?
The benchmarks will be higher in many cases, particularly at the high school level, where arguably our 10th grade test is aiming at roughly an 8th grade standard, I would argue, at this point. But more importantly, what we assess is going to be more robust. So students will have to write at every grade. Currently in our assessment system, we only require students to write at 3 grade levels, 4, 7, and 10. And in addition, students will have to do research, will have to apply their math skills to more open-ended problem-solving kinds of situations. They'll be required to do tasks on the assessment that reflect the kinds of things that employers and that colleges expect students to be able to do when they show up.
So part of what you're saying here is that because students will have to explain the reasoning behind their answers on this new online test, we'll get a better view into their critical thinking.
That's absolutely correct. Their ability to produce, to think critically, to evaluate arguments of authors, to evaluate arguments from multiple perspectives on a given topic, the kinds of things that we have to do as adults every day in both as in our civic life as well as in our work life. And certainly when we go to college, those are the kinds of things that university professors look for.
Well, I have to ask, since it seems like this test will be tougher on the students, do you expect the failure rate to go up at least initially?
Yeah, I don't think it will result in a higher failure rate. I think it will result in a clearer signal to students about whether or not they're prepared for high school and beyond. At the 10th grade level, we require students to pass our test to graduate. And so we will set our own bar for what it takes to get a high school diploma. That bar is likely to be lower, at least initially, than what it takes to be ready for college. So I don't expect failure rates to increase, but I do expect that the test will give parents a more reliable signal about whether their children are prepared for success beyond high school.
State Education Commissioner Mitchell Chester, good luck with this, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
My pleasure, Bob. Have a great day.
These new tests will be rolled out over the next 2 years with a possibility of replacing the MCAS exam by spring of 2016.